Hello, and welcome to this AAT podcast on delegation skills. Have you ever had someone come to your desk and dump some work on you and left you to get on with it? I think we've all experienced bad delegation, so we all know how that feels. Not very motivating, to say the least. Delegation is a key management skill, and to do this effectively will not only free up more of your time to develop your career, but will also lead to a more motivated workforce who will respect you as a leader. Hello, my name is Melanie Cassar, and I'm a member of the AAT and have been in the accounting profession for more than 20 years. During my career, I've had a lot of experience of having work delegated to me and delegating work to others. I have to admit, I didn't always get it right, which is why I can understand why you've chosen to listen in today. These days, I run my own training consultancy business, providing training in various management skills, and I also teach some accounting exam courses, including AAT. Good delegation is one of the most important management skills, as it is critical to your success as a leader in business. So I'm glad you could join me today to pick up some tips on good delegation, and this is what I'm going to cover in this session. First of all, I'm going to define delegation. Before we begin, we should all be clear on what this is. Next, we're going to look at why we should delegate tasks. So what's in it for you and what's in it for the person you're delegating to? Next, a look at the barriers. What are the things that stop us delegating? Next, what should you delegate? Some tasks you should perform yourself, whereas other tasks could be performed by somebody else. So it's important to identify the work you could or should delegate. Next, how to delegate. In this section, we'll look at the who, why, what, and how of delegation. Finally, delegating in practice. Here, we'll look at planning the delegation and monitoring its progress.